Welcome to Faith and Victory Church, an active, non-denominational Christian church in Auburn, Washington. A warm, casual environment where everyone is welcome, with a great kids ministry, live worship music, and pastors Matt and Crystal Krichunas. Faith and Victory Church is all about the Bible and worshiping Jesus. You're invited to visit one of our services in person, Sundays at 9 and 11. But for now, thanks for joining us here for this Spirit-filled message.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. I pray that the Spirit goes forth and that people's lives are changed this morning. In your holy name, amen. So this morning, we're talking about missions. So we've had a pretty formal missions program for a little over a year. And, you know, this church, you guys have done a great job supporting missionaries over this year. We've come a long way from where we were. It's super exciting. At the beginning of last year, we started out with about $5,000, $5,500 worth of commitments, monthly commitments to support missions. And I'll be honest with you, when I saw that number, I thought, these people are too generous. They can't sustain it. But you guys were super generous, but probably through our lack of following up with you, that went down to about $3,000 towards the end of the year. So we dropped off a little bit there, but our missionaries were supported, the support was maintained, and we fulfilled our promise to our missionaries that we have. So I wanted to start off with a little bit, saying something about the difference between tithing and missions giving, because they're different. And I'm not trying to be like hypercritical, but tithing is a tenth. It goes to support the ministry, the local church. It allows pastors to train ministers to minister to people. That's you. We train you, you minister to other people, and the church grows. I mean, look around you. It's working well. That's tithing. It's a tenth. But missions giving is separate from that. And I've talked to people before who their strategy is, well, I take my tithe and I spread it out among all these great organizations. That's giving. It's awesome. I love it. I love giving to St. Jude's Hospital because kids with cancer break my heart. We support A Child Through World Vision because it's a pretty good organization. But that's just giving. That's not tithing. So today we're going to be talking about missions giving specifically. And so here we go. The first verse is this. Romans chapter 10, 14 and 15. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? This is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring the good news. First, I'm going to talk about local missions, and we have some videos to show you.
Hey, everybody at Faith and Victory. My name is Bobby Martin from Seattle's Union Gospel Mission and 118 Designs, and we just wanted to say thank you so much for your continued support over the years. Pastor Matt and Pastor Crystal, thank you so much for your friendship, your support, your prayer. We literally could not do what we do day in and day out without you. Thank you so much. We just wanted to give you a little glimpse of the shop today, and this is our crew.
Hi, thanks for your support. My name is Billy Benson, and these are the guys of
118. Hi, church. We love you guys. We just want to give you guys a quick look at what the furniture we do. We do a lot of wood around here, and we just do our best. We love you guys, and we love you guys' support.
That's not the only thing we do, though. We do every day before we come to the shop, we do sit down at the table and do a daily devotion. So that's just another insight of what we do at the 8.
Yeah, right now we got stools we build, tables, busing stations, everything, you know? We just want to give you guys thanks, man.
Thanks for the support.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you.
God bless.
God bless.
Hey guys, it's Mona. Thank you so much for all of your support. In the last year, we've been able to reach 1,492 kids with the gospel of Christ in King County, and 351 of those kids made professions of faith for the first time. We've also been able to train over 200 people on how to effectively share the gospel with children. This year, there are 11 Good News Clubs. 8 of these clubs are being held in a public elementary school. At these clubs, children are hearing the gospel through some Bible stories, songs, and memory verses. One program that I am heavily involved in is the Christian Youth in Action program, where teens from all over Washington come together for a 9-day training camp and receive training on how to share the gospel with children through Bible stories, songs, games, and verses. I get to work closely with these teens from King County and walk alongside them as they grow in their faith and in their teaching. I really enjoy this aspect of the ministry. I love helping the youth learn how to share their faith, and I love seeing them interact with the children. God really uses these teens, and I'm so thankful to be able to watch Him work through them as they teach clubs in the summer. Thank you again for your prayers and for your support. This wouldn't have been possible without you. Thank you for loving me and for loving the children.
Hello, Faith and Victory. It's Cameron Burke here from Absolute Ministries. I hope you guys are doing well. We appreciate you guys so much. At Absolute Ministries, we are providing housing and mentoring for guys and ladies that have completed drug or alcohol inpatient rehab that want to follow Jesus. So because of your partnership, we're able to extend that opportunity to the many, many people that are coming out of drug and alcohol rehab. It's an incredible need in our community, and it's not going anywhere soon, unfortunately. And because of your partnership, we're able to continue to offer the support that we do. So people come to us straight out of a program, and we place them in a job. We get them secure there in an employment opportunity with our partner network. And we also get them hooked up with a mentor in a local church, as well as providing financial framework and guidance so they can begin operating in a budget. We teach a biblical curriculum a couple of nights a week and make these individuals sustainable and able to continue walking out the perfect, amazing life that Jesus has for them.
So those are some of our local missions that we support. In Romans chapter 10, verse 14, it says, "But how can they call upon him to be saved unless they believe in him?" Now, obviously, this verse applies to everyone. The "they" is everyone in the word. But specifically in the context of the word that Paul is speaking to the Romans, the church in Rome, is the "they" is the local Jewish people. The Jews have had a long history with God. They know God well, God of the Old Testament, God of the law. They know this stuff. They've lived it. They've breathed it. They're God's people. But what they don't seem to recognize at this point in time is that Jesus is the new covenant. Jesus is the completion of the law. So Paul is saying, how do these local people, how do they know what we're talking about and about Jesus? And how can they be saved unless they believe in him? How will they know? Right now, they're relying on their own understanding, and they're relying on the things they've grown up with rather than the knowledge of Christ in their presence. And really, the local missions are kind of doing that in our area. You look at our country, and our country has every bit of knowledge at their fingertips. Christ is not hidden in this country. I mean, I know we think we're persecuted as a church, and maybe in terms of history or recent history in our country alone, it could feel that way, but we're not a persecuted church. The Christ is available in every street corner. Every website you can go to and learn about Jesus and ministries and things are all over the place for access. The problem isn't that the information isn't there. The problem is that they're not listening to it. They need somebody to teach him it. They need somebody to spend time on the mission field locally, bringing people the information, helping them learn it, and letting Christ save them. And that's what these local missions do for the local, the area. So you saw Bobby Martin up there. He works with the Union Gospel Mission. He's helping people get out of the gang lifestyle. They're making beautiful furniture out of reclaimed wood and selling it so they can, like, have a living outside of selling drugs or being in gangs. I mean, he's been working down there for 15 years in South Seattle, making that stuff happen. So that's pretty exciting stuff. And your mission dollars support that. Your mission dollars support that. Young Life didn't have a video, but let me tell you a little bit about a Young Life. They're in this area. Listen, they're in a lot of areas. And they're right here in Auburn, too. So Young Life basically reaches out to the youth And they reach out and they try to teach them about Jesus and grow their faith by providing fun experiences and relationship building, because ministry flows through relationships, and sharing the good news. The goal is to bring these youth in, build relationships, teach them about Jesus, and then plug them into local churches where they can grow and become mature Christians. And so I think the reason why we're supposed
Hey, what's up, Faith and Victory?
Hi, if you don't know us, Pastor I'm Amanda.
And I'm Christian.
And this is...
And part of the gig of mentoring these youth is you have to go be a leader at this summer camp. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to go do that now. And so crazy stuff, you know, and exciting. I can't believe how big they can make this thing. But it draws youth in. So there was this young girl from the community here who was raised Muslim. Parents weren't even in the picture, raised by her brother in this, you know, Muslim home here, had no idea about Christ or the Bible or any of that stuff. Ends up getting invited to go to this summer camp and learns all about Jesus there, introduced to her there, right on a Young Life camp. So as these seeds are planted, Pastor Matt invites her to come to church at the Warehouse Life, and she gets saved there right in Faith and Victory Church. Sherry Hahn, have you guys met Sherry Hahn? Maybe you see her on Facebook. That's her right there. That's her story. Young Life is the beginning of her salvation story. So their ministry is amazing, and they do great things. We talked about Mona and the Children Evangelism Fellowship. That organization has been spreading the gospel for 80 years. They're worldwide. They're a big deal. But Mona is right here. Her mission is right here in the local area. And her mission is discipling youth and teaching them how to teach the good news to children. And they do these gospel-centered week-long camps. So it's interesting. Now, I got to admit, like, a lot of mission work and a lot of these kind of things are things that I just didn't want to be a part of. Maybe because I'm selfish and it's too much work. Maybe because I made excuses like, this is my mission field, you know, I'm doing something else. But the reality is, when you're a parent, and even a pastor, is you can't make your kids love Jesus or accept them as their Lord and Savior. Now, both of my kids have, but you can't force that on them. I mean, really, the only thing we mandated was that they come to church once a week. They could have come to youth group. They could have come to Sunday service, one or the other, or Wednesday service. But apart from that, they've got to have their own relationship with Jesus. We just try to create this environment and hope that it sticks, you know, because they're their own people. And so my son Thad, he's 14, and Mona reached out to him and was like, I want you to be a part of this program. And I'm like, okay, he said, I'll do it. He's making the commitment. So he goes through the big, I mean, it's a nine-day training. It's not even a week. It's like 9 days of training. I mean, they have to learn how to, they memorize these Bible stories and you learn how to use pictures like slides and teach Bible stories just from pictures, not even being able to read the stories. I can't even do that. I mean, I'm not even doing that now. I got notes written. And so He made the choice to do it on his own, and he's giving up weeks of his summer to do it. And the whole time I'm like, why is he doing this? Why would he choose to do this? I mean, he's a teenage boy. He's got video games that need to be mastered, and he's out doing this stuff. So, but the reality is he did it the first year, and he made the commitment, and I'm really proud of him for following through. But I thought, after that kind of sacrifice, he's never going to do that again, you know? And then all of a sudden he's like, you know, I think I want to do that again, you know. And again, not pushing, just every time I drive him to one of these weeks in the summer every day, I'm like, I can't believe he's still doing this. But he's doing it. He's making the choice. And this morning he was serving down in the children's ministry here at church. Plugged in, taught, trained up, plugged in, serving in the church. All because Mona reached out to him and took the time in her mission to minister in his life, and now he's ministering to children in their lives. I mean, that's what it's all about. Now, these missions we saw, including Absolute Ministries and Campus Crusade, they're impacting the kingdom right here in our local area from support from Faith and Victory Church through your mission dollars. And as a side note, Absolute Ministries is out there in the foyer. So if that ministry spoke to you and you thought they could benefit you.
Hannah's inside sleeping. She's our little 4 month old. And we're here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
So we planted a church here about 3 years ago. The name of our church is Christian Life. Hey, what's up, Faith and Victory?
Hi, if you don't know us, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Christian.
And this is Ezra. Hannah's inside sleeping. She's our little 4 month old, and we're here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
So we planted a church here about 3 years ago. The name of our church is Christian Life Church, and I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update. First of all, to thank you for your support, for your prayers, and to just let you guys know about the work that you guys are involved in here in Cedar Rapids. So our church now has grown to about 50 people. We have a great, thriving children's ministry. We have lots of people who are serving and loving the Lord. It's so exciting seeing people come to know the Lord, serving Him, growing with Him, and following Him with all their heart. And that's something that you guys are a part of. And, you know, I think what's really exciting for me is knowing that we serve a God who is active and alive, both in Auburn, Washington, and in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and all around the world. You know, that Holy Spirit, the presence of God coming down, I remember feeling that for the first time in Faith and Victory when we were in a warehouse off of West Valley Highway. And it's exciting to be here in Cedar Rapids and feeling the same presence of the same God moving actively here. It's like almost like we're communing together, like we're worshiping together. And it's just such a sweet experience.
Yeah, and I've just been really encouraged lately. We've had two recent salvations and one that the Lord just personally allowed me to be involved in. And I'd been praying for the gift of words of wisdom, and we were sitting in a coffee shop together with one of my disciples, and the Lord just really came upon us, and I just kept hearing that verse, and now today is the day of salvation. And man, the Holy Spirit just really worked in that and worked through Romans, and she made a decision for Christ that very night in our van, and it's just got me on fire with just the simplicity of the gospel and the power of the gospel, and it's through your helping us to do that, to be here, to be full-time in ministry, and to bring people to know Christ, and just to see freedom take over their lives and to see a change in their face. And I mean, she was there with her Bible in 2 weeks, and it was just amazing to see her reading the Word and be hungry for the Word of God.
Yeah, you tell them about it.
And this is Hannah, obviously. So we're just really excited about what God's doing.
And guys, I just want to encourage you, every salvation, every baptism, every disciple that's made here in Cedar Rapids as part of Christian Life Church, you guys in Faith of Victory have a part of that. The work that you are doing is so much greater than just Auburn or Kent or Seattle. It's worldwide, it's global, and God's working through us here. We want to thank you for your support, encourage you guys. We ask for continued prayer for more salvations and more disciples. And we love you guys. Ezra. Thank you so much for your support.
Love you. Can you say bye?
You want to say bye, Ezra? Come here.
Let's say bye.
Say bye-bye. Bye.
Good evening, FEC. Here is once again Evangelist Robin Mubarak from FEC Pakistan. And I send you my warm greetings from Pastor Mubarak Rashid and all of our congregation members. We thank you for spending wonderful time and wonderful years with us in supporting us to spread the gospel in this country. We love you and we thank you for all of your supports. With your help, we were able to build this thing. With your help, we were able to make it lit up with lights and all the necessary requirements. Although still needs are still pending, but we thank our Lord that He is faithful in His provisions by His believers. How can you support us? The first thing is that the Bible says the prayer of the righteous can avail much. The first thing I want you to do for us is your prayers, because by your prayers we increase in encouragement. By your prayers we receive the encouragement to go and preach Christ in this country. We thank you for everything, whatever you have been doing for us. Very soon, we are doing some new projects, especially for women and educating the young girls here in Pakistan. We thank you so much. Amen.
Hello, my name is Daria Levitt.
My name is Ethan. There's a huge need in Ukraine right now. With the war going on, there are more orphans all the time and less workers to fill that need. God's put us in a unique position to fill that need
We have this great mission that God gave us, that we want to go to Ukraine and adopt some kids or be foster parents for those kids and show them God's love and be father and mother to them and give them our love and do our best.
I think a very proper response to the crazy kind of love that God's poured into our lives. And we want to be that same thing to others, to people that don't have that. Our goal is to have 10 children as our own, feeling our love as our own children. We plan on adopting more and having a continually full house of 10 children until they don't let us adopt anymore. And we are just so happy to answer that calling and to give our all, our passions, our talents, our experience, and our lives. If you'd like to help us, we would love it. You can support us in a number of ways. Write to us. Let us know that you're praying for us, that you care about the work that we're doing. You can send donations of clothing, of toiletries, of any sort of goods. You guys find stuff on sale, just grab it and send it to us. There's always someone in need that we're going to be in contact with, just trying to share that love. And if you have that same love, we'd love to help you facilitate it and get it to people in need in Ukraine. You can email me or you can go to the website cten.org and look up Ethan Levitt or the Levitt family. Thank you so much.
До побачення.
This is the good news. Through Jesus, you can be saved. Yes. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 10. I'm going to read a little bit earlier than we started before, in verse 9. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. These missions that we're talking about now have extended the reach of Faith and Victory Church. I mean, you got Christian in Iowa. Christian was saved in this church. Yes. Christian was invited. See, this is why we say invite people to church. Christian was invited to church by James O'Neill. It was his friend. And I think it was back when we were still in the school. Like, that's like the first year we were in existence, right? And he was 16 years old. And James invited him, and Christian got saved in Faith and Victory Church. Pastor Matt led him to the Lord in the ministry. So then Christian, he starts growing up. He goes to this ministry training program in Singapore, and now he's planted a church in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Hey, what's up, Faith and Victory?
Hi, if you don't know us, I'm
You're
Amanda.
Part of that story.
And I'm Christian.
Disciples creating disciples who will create disciples. It's an amazing story. Faith and Victory Church in Pakistan. We have a church plant in Pakistan.
This is Ezra. Hannah's sleeping. She's already 4 months old, and we're here in
Cedar Rapids,
Iowa.
That Pakistan is a hostile nation to Christianity? I mean, we think the Northwest is bad. This is Pakistan. And this is how this happened. Robin's reaching out for support. He's reaching everywhere for support with the mission they want to do there to be able to start a Christian church in Pakistan. Pastor Todd listens to the urging of the Holy Spirit and gives Robin an audience and builds a relationship with him. Through that relationship, Faith and Victory becomes the support for Pakistan. Now, why are they Faith and Victory Church in Pakistan? Because we're the only church that would support them. We're the only ones. And they love it. They love us. They are so glad to be part of this ministry with us in Pakistan. A major milestone recently is that they are now an officially registered Christian church with the government of Pakistan. Now, this is kind of rare and very difficult. It takes money and work. And you guys are a part of that. Your missions dollars paid for that. That's an amazing thing right there. We saw Ethan and Dasha. They were here.
So we planted a church here about 3 years ago. The name of our church is Christian Life Church. And I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update. First of all, to thank you for your support, for your prayers, and to just let you guys know about the work that you
there long term. Now, I don't know if you're aware of the social dynamics in some of these countries, but in the Ukraine, orphans are throwaways. I mean, it's backwards, right? Let's throw away the parents that orphan their children. Let's not throw away the poor orphans that have no choice in the matter, right? No, but the reality is they're orphaned for all sorts of horrific reasons. But they're throwaways. Nobody wants the orphans. Nobody wants them. They're abandoned. So Ethan and Dasha go over there, and they adopt them. They adopt them because now they have a family. They have the father's love in a family, which gives them a hope and a future because now they're not orphans. Now they're children of a family. You teach them about Jesus, God's love. You make them family. You give them a hope and a future, spiritually and physically. That's an epic ministry and a huge undertaking that you are a direct part of with FBC Ukraine. These missions are extending our reach globally, and they're bringing the word to the unheard. So it's amazing that we're a part of all those. Now I want to talk about short-term missions, and we have some videos for that as well.
Yes.
Of Q Missions. We are veterans, soldiers, warriors. We are broken, wounded, hurting.
You dig yourself into a hole, and you're the only one trying to get yourself out of it.
Our years of service to this country have left lasting scars on our bodies and minds. But these scars do not define us, for we have found hope. Better than anyone else in the world, we have been trained to endure hardship and bring hope to the hopeless. So who are we? We are driven by mission, workers of the field, repurposed warfighters fighting for hope. At Q Missions, we have developed a proven model that heals our wounds by getting us back to serving others, healing through service. We deploy across the globe, often to places you couldn't find on the map. We deploy to answer the call of those in need. We deploy because we still long for the mission. We long for the squad. We long to be part of something greater than ourselves. The healing is real. The evidence is seen in the unscripted videos and real-life testimonies of those who have gone before. But this is what God has designed us to do. So who are we? We are the men and women.
Hey, Faith and Victory. This is Aaron. I live in Ravensdale, part of Faith and Victory Church. Hey, I just wanted to take a few minutes and thank you guys for all the support that you give us at Q Missions. We really appreciate it. You know, over the last 40 days, you know, I've been in 4 different countries. And a big part of that is because you guys support us and what we do in our mission to help veterans who are struggling with PTSD and the effects of war. So we really appreciate, you know, all the support you guys give us, you know, all the prayer and you know, everything you do for us, we really appreciate you guys. So thanks again, Faith and Victory. Sergeant Q, out.
projects are involved here, now, involved in here in Cedar Rapids. So our church now has grown to about 50 people. We have a great, thriving children's ministry. We have lots of people who are serving.
That was our effort in getting that stuff done. We tried to have a mission trip, and those people who went did a great job, but they were almost wholly unsupported. We did not support them well at all. So we're at the point where we don't really have a missions program. We have the will, we just don't have the way. I mean, we have a wallet, but we need the shoes, right? I mean, we need to do something about it. And next thing you know, one day, this bearded man shows up. Now, interestingly enough, the first time Aaron showed up was at the men's advance. And he showed up at the men's advance. Brian Faith brought him, and we're like, oh, my goodness, who is this guy? And then after going through the men's advance, he said, this is our church, man. This is where we're going to put down roots. But I think he was kind of shocked that we really had no missions program at all. So he challenged us on it. He challenged us on what are we doing? Because, listen, we know that it's important. We know we should be doing something. We just didn't know how to do it. So that's where Aaron enters, and he helps us learn how to do it. So we're like, yeah, we want to do something. And Aaron's like, listen, if you're going to do this missions thing, you need to go on a mission with us. And we're like, So he invited Pastor Matt to go on the mission. And Pastor Matt's like, And so Pastor Matt's like, hey, Pastor Jay, will you go with me on this thing? And I'm like, Because, hey, this is my story. Like, my big excuse was, obviously I don't want to go, but my big excuse was there's work to be done here. And so I'm doing work here, so somebody else can do the work there, I'll do the work here. And I think it was really my excuse for why I was, you know, it's too much work, man. It takes sacrifice and hard work. And so I just didn't want to put the hard work in. But now I'm obligated because Pastor Matt asked me, and we have to do this. And so I was like, it's just a weekend, really. I mean, how bad can it be? And so, but we went down there, and immediately you could see that this was meaningful work, and it was tangible, and you were absolutely physically blessing people in the name of Jesus. And then what I realized is that's really only half of it, because the other half is what it did in me. And how it blessed me and inspired me to do more for the kingdom, to come back and do more in ministry here locally, to want to participate in more missions abroad. I've been on 3 of those Mexico builds now. I got 2 more scheduled for this year. I think I caught the fire. Now, because of that, because of Operation Restore Hope and Aaron bringing us on these missions, we as a church were like, we should do this. And so as a church, with the help of Q Missions, we put together this Mexico mission trip. And we went last September with a bunch of people from church to build a house for a family in Mexico. And it was amazing. And we have another trip scheduled for this September. So this thing's happening now. Like, get on board. This thing's happening now. But let me tell you, so now, maybe you know a little bit about short-term missions. Maybe you've heard criticism. And I'll just say, man, it's easy to just sit back and criticize something from the outside. I so wish there were more sources of people saying, I see what you're doing, let me help you do it better, rather than I see what you're doing and let me tell you how you're screwing it up. So honestly, it's a little hot spot inside of me. But let me tell you the down and dirty about short-term missions. The key to effective short-term missions is to partner with long-term missionaries that are already in the field, building relationships, and doing the work. That's how this thing works. Now, when we go to Mexico, the mission that's already there is YWAM, Youth with a Mission. They have a base there. They are established. They have structure and organization. They've had a program there for about 25 years called Homes of Hope. Organizations like us partner with them to send people down there to build homes for people who need homes. Now, how this works is that YWAM vets these people out, finds the people, finds what they need, builds relationship with them. We send our money and people and resources down there to build this house and be a part of their lives and show them that people that are thousands of miles away love them because Jesus loves us. Then we leave And when we leave, YWAM stays there, maintains relationships, follows up with their faith, gets them plugged into churches, and gets them plugged into life with the rest of the resources. That's why it works. And we're a part of that because we support missions here at this church. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 5. After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believe the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted the seeds in your heart, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It is not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together for the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their hard work, for we are both God's workers. The other short-term mission that we support a lot is Q Missions and Operation Restore Hope. So I'm sure you've seen traffic on Facebook. You've probably seen, we just saw the video and things like that. So I want to explain to you quickly how that works. Q Missions is the mother organization. They have mission efforts that go through Q Missions in different areas with different people worldwide. Operation Restore Hope is a mission within the mission. Operation Restore Hope takes veterans that are trying to heal from wounds of war and PTSD. They take them down to Mexico to build a house, to give them healing through service, introduce them to Jesus, and show them who the real healer is. Giving them purpose again, giving them hope again, and showing them how they can give other people hope. Now, how did this come to exist? Because Aaron created it. Why did Aaron create it? Because Aaron himself found hope and healing on the mission field. He went on missions. He did this. He saw how it affected his life. Then God laid it on his heart to create the structure in which other veterans can find that healing through service as well. And so he faithfully agreed to do that and take on the burden of leadership to create this platform for it to go. That's how Pastor Matt and I went. We're veterans. It was a veterans trip. We got to go. And it changed how we do business here at Faith and Victory Church. Now, Q Missions is the greater mother organization of the whole thing. And so Q Missions can take these veterans and take them to the next level of missions. Like, we just got back from Cambodia 2 weeks ago. I had to look it up on my phone because it's the time is like lost all meaning. I was like, oh, it's only been 2 weeks since we've been back from Cambodia. So we just got back from Cambodia 2 weeks ago. Obviously, I was there. You may have seen my tattoos in a couple of the pictures. Sometimes I feel like my tattoos are the character in the video and not me. But that's okay. It's okay. So Q Missions is short-term missions involved in supporting long-term missionaries. So in Cambodia, we're supporting these long-term missionaries, Tim and Mel, and they have this program called the Children at Risk Project. So in countries like Cambodia, there's a huge problem with sex trafficking and the garment industry. It's predatory. Now, you may try to make excuses and say, I can get cheap clothes at Walmart. That's fine. I'm not telling you where to shop. What I'm telling you is that these companies bring these women in with the idea that they're going to be able to support their families and make a living. They trap them in debt, suck their families in, and create basically slaves out of them because now they cannot escape. They can't make enough money to ever get out. They work ridiculously long hours. I don't know if you saw my video on Facebook, but I took a video of the truck full of women coming back from the factory, packed in there like sardines every single day. You know how I got that video? Because I saw it every day. So I stood on the corner outside of the hotel with my camera because I knew it was coming. And then I took a video of them driving by because it's just like that. Now, the mission Children at Risk is right there on this back road, this highly trafficked back road just a couple miles from Vietnam where these people get trafficked. They're in position to try to prevent women and girls from getting trapped up in these predatory things and give them training and a skill and a job, teach them about Jesus and give them hope so they can have a different direction in their life and not be stuck in the trap that everyone over there finds themselves in. It's an awesome ministry that Q Missions was partnering with. Now, another interesting thing about that trip was it wasn't just Q Missions down there for those 2 weeks. YWAM Mexico was with us. A whole team from YWAM, the people we work with down in Mexico, they brought a whole team with us. So now we're over there. We have people from the left coast, people from the right coast, people from the northwest. We got Mexicans. We have missionaries from Taiwan. We have Cambodians all working together for the cause of Christ for a village in need. It was an epic trip. There was so much that went on. I just want to tell you one story about that. So we built a house, we built wells, we built bathrooms. You saw some of that footage there. I just want to tell you one quick story. There's a lot of stories. Get on my timeline and search back a couple of weeks and read my epic posts if you haven't already. So let me tell you a quick story, though. So we're down there in this village where Tim, the missionary, his father is from, where he was born and now has returned to continue this mission in this village, doing these things. So when you're in the village, you need to go to the chief of the village and ask permission to do things in his village. And so Aaron and I and a couple others walked down the dirt road to the chief's house. And I got to tell you, I was a little bit nervous because, you know, I have that military in me and he's a chief. And so I'm just like, I don't know what it's going to be like. But he shows up and he's a gentleman. He's gentle and he's kind and he smiles at us. And so we're having this conversation with him, and he's telling us about how they have a desperate need for wells and bathrooms in their community. The communication was hard because even with the translation, I wasn't 100% sure that what we were saying is what he was hearing and vice versa. But the reality is either they're 120 bathrooms short, or they need 120, or they only have 120 bathrooms. Either way, a village of 470 families, they have a significant need. So we're building a well for him, actually, is more or less an offering and a thank you for allowing us to build in his village. So we're sitting there talking to him, and we're being bold but also patient because he's Buddhist, so he has no clue about the concepts of Christ and Jesus. So at the end of it, we want to pray for him. And so we're trying to pray for him, and we're like, what blessings can we pray for you? And the translator says it, and he's just like staring off to the side. And so me and Aaron are looking at each other like, let's ask again, you know, rephrase the question. So we're like, if you could have one miracle in your village, what would it be? We will pray for you for that. Still, nothing. After the third time of essentially asking the same question, we were like, well, this isn't working. Let's just pray for him. So we're like, can we pray? So we stood there and held hands with the chief of the village and prayed God's blessing over the village and God's word to go forth and the Holy Spirit to be there and casting out demons and all sorts of stuff. And he led us and he enjoyed it. I asked the missionary Tim later, I said, this is what happened. Why did that happen? And what he said is that in the Buddhist religion, one person doesn't pray for another person. There's no value in that. And so that's such a heavily understood Christian concept of one praying for another. If you want to be blessed, you go serve the monks, and the monks will bless you, and then you will be blessed. So just even the basic Christian idea of praying for the chief is something that he didn't understand. But we were building trust with him, and we were bringing hope to his village, because when we talked to him, every question we asked, he told us about the needs of his village, not his own needs. And so it was obvious he cared about his people. So we planted seeds, we built trust, we showed him that we cared in the name of Jesus, and we left with tangible results for him. And now Tim and Mel get to be there to help water and grow those seeds. And if we go back, we get to meet with him again, and we get to do it all over again. And we're working at changing that whole village's trajectory towards getting saved in Jesus' name, one family at a time. And it's an epic mission there. Now, all these short-term missions, they're you and me. These are you and me, the people you saw on the screen. Veterans, almost exclusively from this church. People on the Faith and Victory mission trip from this church. These short-term missions are you and me. This is the tangible way for you to get involved beyond donating money to be a part of what Christ is doing around the world. This is your opportunity to be the hands and the feet. Now, all of our missions that we talked about today, they all make a tangible difference. They really do. They spread the good news about Jesus, which honestly is the whole point of missions. Because if that's not happening, then you're missing the key component of going into the world and spending the money and doing the work. If you're not providing the opportunity for the seeds to be planted for Jesus Christ, it's pointless. But that's what these missions are doing. All these missions are supported by Faith and Victory Church, and all of the Faith and Victory Church's support comes from you in missions dollars. So if you want to know more about any of these missions, they're all on the app, and they're all on the website. You can get on there, click on their profiles. You can friend them on Facebook. You can follow their adventures and what they're doing in the name of the Lord because of our support and all that stuff. So I would encourage you to do that later after the service. So, Pastor Matt.
Awesome. Hey, let me have that thing. Hey, give Pastor Jay a hand, would you?
What thing?
Hey, we're going to, I just got to take a few more minutes of your time here. If you've been attending Faith and Victory long enough, you know that we're not about the money at this church, okay? We're about you not going to hell. That's what we're about. And I know that if you're a visitor here this morning, I'm about to do a really hard ask for money. And so I don't want you to think like, man, this church is all about the money. We're not about the money. Money is just a tool. That's all it is, man. I'm fixing to use some of it to go buy some lunch after this. I've been meaning to tell you guys this, but I'm dying. I'm going to die soon. I don't know when. The day I was born, I started dying. And I don't know when that day is coming, but the day that I die, I want to know that my life mattered. And if you wonder what gets Matt Krachunas up in the morning, it's that. It's because Jesus Christ changed my life, and I'm not going to die and have my life not matter. And so all I see is money as a tool. Today, we're talking about missions, and I want you to make, I'm going to ask you to actually start your giving today, but also if you need to talk it over with your spouse, or you just need to pray about whether or not you would rather have Starbucks or support missions, we've got these missions cards that we're going to be giving out. Where's Mark? Mark, you handing them out? Start handing them out. And what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to write down today your name, your email, your phone number, and your monthly commitment. And people say, why do I have to write that down? Because we track it. And we don't track it because we care how much you're giving. We track it because we care about how much money we can give. That's what we're really concerned with. Like I said, last year we made $5,500 in commitments. By the end of the year, it was down to $3,000. And that's great. The church picked up the slack, and there's literally hundreds of dollars that we give. It costs $7,500 to build a house. The church paid for that. It costs hundreds of dollars to support the Levitts and the Shields and Q Missions and Mona and all these other things. And whether or not the money comes in or not, the church is committed to it, and we make it happen. That being said, I want you to really think about how you spend your money. And maybe you're like, man, I'm not even prepared to give. I don't care if it's $5, man. Make a commitment today and say, you know what? I haven't been doing missions giving. I'm going to start today, and God will bless you for it. And it can increase year over year after year. That's just how it is. I want to share with you guys, not out of pride, just so you guys can paint the picture of what's going on. My wife and I's missions giving above and beyond our tithe and above and beyond our offerings as well is $250 a month. And people say, wow, that's a lot of money. And it is. $250 a month is $3,000 a year that we give towards missions. That's a trip to Disneyland. That's $250. $3,000 is, you know, upgrading my 10-year-old cars. $250 a month is, you know, us going out to eat more often. It's me buying a bunch of pointless trinkets that I sit in my house to make me feel better about myself that I give to Goodwill in 5 years. Money is a tool. That's all it is. This is, honey, would you come be my mic stand? She's the best looking mic stand I ever seen. All right. This is you today after seeing all of our missions videos and what we're doing. It's huge, right? This is going to be you when you hit the parking lot. This is how important it's going to be to you. This is going to be you tonight. This is going to be you tomorrow. This is going to be you Tuesday. This is going to be you Wednesday. This is going to be you Thursday. And then you've ran out of folds and you've just forgot about missions. You don't care. And so the reason why we want you to do this today is because we do not want you to forget what God is doing in missions, and I want you to be a part about it. I was literally weeping watching those videos today because I don't question what my money does. I know what my money does, man. There's people in Pakistan that are coming to Jesus because of my money. There are people that are getting saved on the mission field because of my money. And so I watch that. I'm just overjoyed with the investment that I've made in the kingdom, knowing that people are going to be saved because of it. So on this app, I just want to show you this. I really hope that you will. And if you have the app, you can pull it up because I'm going to show you this. Honey, be my mic stand again. This app, it's fantastic, man. It's so easy. I want you to do this today. If you go to the app, all you have to do is you have to go to give. I already did this first service. I'm doing it again. So you go to the app. You put in your dollar amount, and then you go to next. Okay, I've already got my Visa card in there. So then it says give, wow, that was fast. Oh, I already put it. I put in the code the first time, so that took about 10 seconds. And it's set up as a monthly recurring gift. And so every month it just takes money out. And I don't want you, if you say, man, I can't give $250, I'm not going to give. Don't say that. Don't think about what you can't give. Think about what you can. You can give up one of your cups of coffee this month. You can decide and say, do you want, where instead of going to eat out at Red Robin with the kids, we're just going to go get takeout, and it cuts the bill in half. And that's $2,500. That's $25 in missions giving that you're able to give. In Cambodia, our goal is we can put in a well for $150. Every single one of you in this room drink fresh water. For $150 a month, we can give a Cambodian family fresh water at their house. We can give them a toilet for $250. That's $400 a month. I don't think it's unreasonable to expect that our church could give a Cambodian family a well and a toilet a month, every single month. We're a bunch of overfed Americans. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll go put it in for you too. So I know that's a hard ask, but I really want it to be, because here's the deal. If you're already doing your missions giving, you're like, Pastor, I'm tapped out, just continue it. Amen. It's fantastic. If you're not giving, dude, just give something and ask. This is what you pray. God, how much extra money do you think I have that I don't need to spend on myself on frivolous things that I could give to the gospel of Jesus Christ? He'll give you a number. You know, people say, God don't answer my prayers. Ask him how much money you're supposed to give. He answers it 100% of the time. People, I don't want to answer that prayer. People say, I don't hear from God. Ask him how much money you're supposed to give. He will answer clearly every single time. It'll be audible. You're like, are you sure? Yes. It's always sure. Okay. And then if you're already giving your missions giving, it never hurts to just give a couple more bucks. And I'll tell you this, we added another $10 to our missions giving. And that $10 is going to do something. It's great. So Deacon Mark Foster is going to be at the back of the church. He's got the bucket. We want you to give in the cards. And if you're already doing it, you can still write it on there just to be like, shh, I'm in. If you increased it, if you're just starting for this month to be able to do it, I just pray that you would give to missions, because I don't know about you, man. I was so encouraged today to see what our church is doing. It's amazing. A bunch of nobodies in Auburn, Washington, changing the world. Amen. Would you guys stand with me this morning? Whew. Did you grab the hand of the person you're standing next to? Hey, there's coffee and bread in the AMC right across the parking lot. Father God, God, we thank you for missions. God, we thank you that we're a church that sends, that we're a church that changes the world. And God, we pray today that you would let us be the hands and feet, God. Father, we would bless this local area, that we would bless this world because of who you are. Father, we praise you, we thank you, and give you all the glory today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for watching the Faith and Victory live stream. If you'd like to learn more about our church, please check us out online at faithandvictory.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, and we'd love to connect with you there. If you'd like to financially support Faith and Victory Church's ministry, please text FAVC to 77977. God bless you and keep you. From the FVC Live team.